Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you beautiful beings be. This is Jimena Velasquez, your host. On November, on January 11th, 2016, woohoo, we're well into January now. Actually, it feels like the month is already gone by, doesn't it? Wow. Really, it's really almost gone. And it's an amazing weather that we're having. I'm in the East Coast, in Maryland. And the weather has been interesting. Over the weekend, we've had it as high as mid-50s, which was a little bit balmy. And then it goes down to 40s or 30s. And then it's really cold. This freezing Arctic chill comes through. And you're like, oh, my gosh. And then it goes to hot again. And then it goes to cold again. And it goes to hot again. Oh, my God. It's not like it used to be where you could depend it was going to be winter and it will be cold, 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 and then spring and so forth. It's just different now. But that's the time that we're living in. You have to be flexible. Remember about, I don't know, 3 months ago or so, I said that the only constant is going to be change from now on. Nothing is going to be as expected. Things are going to be, one day you're going to go to work and come back. Maybe your furniture might be out of place. And it's not going to be because somebody was in your house. It's just that things are going to start moving. And that's how it's going to be. And according to Cryon, well, according to numerology, 2016 is the year of completion. To be complete of who we are, the knowledge of who we be. So who are we? What are we? We are freaking creators, guys. If you guys don't know that yet, we are creators. Everything and everything that happens in your life, you create it. You create it and you co-create it with others. The energies are ripe. They are so ripe for you to co-create with the energies we have brought forward. So be aware of your thoughts. Be aware because thoughts is where everything starts, right? That is the little, when you have a thought is when the idea starts and starts growing and growing and growing and then it becomes reality. And it's because you created it. So remember over the holidays we talked about what are your targets, how are you going to meet those targets and to set up a list of all those targets that you wanted to meet? Well, how are you doing with those? Because I've been having people talking to me and with this Powerball craziness that's going on, people are very excited about the possible money that it's out there. But then once you reach 900 million, a billion, people are a little bit scared now of getting it because that is way too much money that they don't know what to do with it. So, but what if you were to play and just get a couple of million? I mean, you don't have to get a big lot of number, right, if you don't think you can handle it. And it is a concern. A lot of people are concerned because in past lifetimes, they were either killed or tortured because of the monies that they had. So they're not willing to receive that much. But what if you were willing to receive a couple thousand, a couple hundred thousand, a couple, just a couple million? I'm sure that, you know, with this amount of price, with this price, you know, the whatever it was, $200, whatever, if you get 3, 4, 5 numbers, you don't have to get a big number, but still play. Don't count yourself out because you don't want the $1 billion. And that is a problem that a lot of people are having. They're saying, oh, I don't know what I would do with that money. It would be too much problem. I will not be able to handle it. Destroy and create that. And actually, I've been using now something from Gregory Grabois. Whenever negative thoughts come to your head, use it. Use 10th to the power of -17, And with GrabAboy work, everything works at soul level. It's about harmonious development of mankind. But when something negative comes to your head, like, oh, I don't know what I would do with $1 billion. And then all these negative things come, like money is the root of all evil and people are going to take advantage of me or people are going to be wanting too much. And I just said or think 10 to the power of minus 17, 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 10 to the power of minus 17. And just feel the space this creates for you in your environment. Feel the space that creates in your being. Instead of being contracted because you're thinking of in fear, it expands you. And it's working at soul level, right? So remember that. 10 to the power of minus 17. It's all number, I know. And remember one time when you were taking geometry or maybe even algebra, your teacher said, someday you're going to use it, but you're like, when? You know, I really don't need this. Well, now is the time. 10 to the power of minus 17. How does it get any better than that, right? So whenever something troubling comes into your head, just go 10 to the power of minus 17. And then it's a big 10. And in the upper right corner, you have the minus 17, 1-7. 10 to the power of minus 17, and that will work removing negative thoughts out of your consciousness, okay, at soul level. So this is going really deep, doing a real clean sweep of it. And that is where people are right now. People want the money. People desire the money. People like it, but they're so fearful of having it or of actually winning it because what will they do now? It's some of them are saying it's too much responsibility. 10 to the power of minus 17. It's too much. You'll be paying too much taxes. 10 to the power of minus 17. People will be, hanging all over you because of your money. 10 to the power of minus 17. You will be a completely different person because you will just be this ugly person because of money will change you. 10 to the power of minus 17. So remember that. And use that to release negative thoughts that you have of yourself. And just go into what if, what would it take for you to have a piece of the pie? And everything that comes up, 10 to the power of minus 17. What would it take for you to have a piece of that pie? And everything is coming up, 10 to the power of minus 17. There you go. See? More ease now. There you go. Now take a deep breath and exhale. There you go. So now another thing to do also is with the target list that you have. My target list is long. My target list is long and I am executing a lot of things. Right now I have so many irons in the fire. I don't know which way to turn. When you ask for things, be aware. When you ask for things, things are going to show up, and then you're going to feel overwhelmed. But never say, I'm feeling overwhelmed, or never say, I'm overwhelmed. 10 to the power of minus 17. Never do that, okay? What you do is you say, okay, which one has my priority right now? Which one requires my priority right now? Which one wants to be created right now? Because you can be focusing energy on something that the time is almost there. Something else has priority because it's now is the time. So always ask which one has priority for you right now. And then if you start thinking, oh, I'm not worth it, I cannot receive this, go 10 to the power of minus 17. 10 to the power of minus 17. And then decide which one is worth it for you. And see, just because you go to sleep doesn't mean you go to sleep. That's another thing. Use your sleep time as a time for you to create. I'm learning this, and I am executing on this. So that's why the title of today's show is Something Wonderful is Happening to Me Now. Like I said, I have a lot of irons in the fire, and all of them are turning red, and all of them require attention right now. But you can only focus your attention on so many things before you start chasing rabbits all over the place and you catch none, right? So what I've been doing now, I ask, what can I do different for me to be able to handle more than I think I can handle? 10 to the power of minus 17, right? So I've been asking, and what can I do different? And then at the last, you create a script for the target that you created for your 2016 target. You create a script. Like, for example, you want to get a promotion at work. You create a script where you are having a meeting with your boss, and your boss is saying, shaking your hand, saying congratulations on your promotion. And, you know, and then you walk into an office where your new office, and that is the entire script you have to do. And then you play that right before you go to bed, right? Congratulations, you got the promotion. And then you walk into your office. Or a friend of yours or your spouse or whoever shaking your hand saying, congratulations on your promotion. That's another part of the script as well. Whatever you want to set your script to be like, set it that way. If you want to win the lottery, you know, see yourself receiving a check. And see your name on the check and the amount for whatever amount, and then see yourself actually receiving and touching the check, okay? And then see yourself at a party that you are giving. You're drinking champagne, or you're eating something, or somebody is congratulating you on your winnings, or somebody's congratulating you on the job, or somebody's whatever it is that you are wanting to actualize. And do this, and then you say, isn't it wonderful? Something wonderful is happening to me now. Isn't it? And this is an inner dialogue you have with you, with your being. Isn't it wonderful? Something wonderful is happening to me now. And then you fall asleep with that thought. And because you're saying, isn't it wonderful? And wonderful was associated to something to be a high vibration of something that is changes your space from to, oh my God, oh, how is it getting better? To something wonderful is happening to me now. Oh, wow, excitement, you know, excitement. And that is a very high vibration. Joy brings joy also, which is a very high vibration emotion. So you say, isn't it wonderful? Something wonderful is happening to me now. And then you fall asleep with it. And then you start actualizing all the targets that you have set yourself to be. Okay? But you have to do this until it shows up. And then once you actually see one show up, you go ahead and you record it. Keep it a journal of it. And the more you do it, the more you actualize, the more you acknowledge your creations, the faster they come, the easier they come, okay? Because you are a wonderful creator. Don't forget, you have been creating your life up to now. You just, the question is, what are you creating? Are you creating wonderful, phenomenal life, or are you creating because whatever it is that you're creating, whatever your life is like, look around you. That is a creation of yours. And it's not, the universe doesn't know if it's good or bad. The universe knows that you wanted a creation, and it helped you, assisted you creating what you created. Now, if you don't like what you created, then you say, I'm done with this. I want another choice. I want to create something else. And then you start creating this little script of you getting promotions, of you getting a job, of you getting married. You know, if you want to get married, imagine an engagement ring on your finger. You might even want to buy an engagement ring for your finger, and then go to sleep with that, and you touch that as you sleep, and then you picture somebody kneeling in front of you, asking you to, you know, you picture the whole script of somebody asking you to get married, putting a ring on your finger, and then putting the wedding band on your finger if you're looking to get married as well, but make it so that you actually feel the ring sliding on your finger, and then the right person, that person that is its right companion for you will show up, because you're going to co-create with whoever it is to show up into your life. But you have to do this as vividly as possible. You have to smell whatever is happening around you. You have to hear what's being said around you, even with that person, of course. You have to see what's going on around you. And then you can just say, something wonderful is happening to me now. And then you go to sleep with that. And then things are going to start actualizing. So let's go ahead and do an activation so that you know, for those of you who seem to be stuck in fear, so of if things are too big, things are too much, and you cannot handle this, let's go ahead and do that so that you know you can handle anything that you create, anything that the universe gives you, because the universe will not give you something if you're not ready for it. The universe gives it to you because you ask for it, and you ask for it because you are ready, and you are co-creating with the universe to give it to you. Okay? You get that? So let's go ahead and take a deep breath. Please do not drive or operate heavy machinery while you listen to this activation. If you are, stop this right now, and you can always come back. The energies are recorded, and let's press on. Take a deep breath. Exhale. One more time. Exhale. Imagine roots growing out of your feet, deep and wide. And pull energy from the earth. Up your body, up your torso, and out your crown. Let's go ahead and ground ourselves. Grounding requires actually manifestation and actualization of your creations requires grounding, because you and the earth will create for things to actualize in your life, manifest in your life. So ground, 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 and pull energy from the earth to your body and out your crown. Now, keep doing that. Your barriers and allow the energy to come and assist you in whatever and whatever you are stuck. If it's in a emotion, emotionally, mentally, physically even, if you're stuck somewhere doing something that you want to get over it already, allow the energies to come and assist you with that. Lower your barriers and expand to the size of the room you're in. And think about that place where you're stuck in your life. Is it relationship? Is it career-wise? Sure. And everywhere that you're not able to make leadway with the creations that you would like to create, allow the energies to come and stop you from it. And all the judgments that you have for not having created what you desire, give that to the energy. There you go. If it feels like you're carrying a backpack full of judgment as to why you haven't been able to unstuck yourself back and give it to the energies to transmute it for you, there you go. How does your body feel now? Unburdened? Now, everywhere that you have not been willing to decide on what it is that you would like to create, therefore you continue creating unconsciously. Let the energies come in and suck you from and stick you from that. Crack your barriers. There you go. Go ahead and extend these energies to your lifetime, future and past lifetime. And let's go ahead and extend the energies to your lineage, your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, siblings, and future generations. And any negative thoughts that are coming up, just repeat 10 to the power of minus 17. And everywhere that you have been denying that you are creativity, give that to the energies, because you are very creative. You are the creator of your life. You are the one who has the power to create whatever you desire. And you have the awareness what it is that you would like to create, what will work for you, what will not work for you. And of course, you're always in control of your creation, because you can always create something different. You can choose something different. Always and forever, joy. Joy heals faster than anything else you would like to do. It heals your body. It heals the earth. You being joyful is such a contribution to everybody, including you. And yes, it's okay to have money. It's okay to have and enjoy luxuries in life, if that's what you desire. And don't forget, it's not about you. It's about your body. Your body is the one that wears the beautiful clothing. Your body is the one that requires the warmth, that requires the cool air. It's not you. You're an infinite being, you're all energy, but your body is the physical form. So allow your body, your luxury, beautiful, soft, delicate things. Pamper your body. If not for you, do it for your body. Your body is your little baby. You have to take care of it. You got to pamper it. Your body can give you awareness of your health. That is where we're going. That's why we're changing, we're transmuting in these energies. You and your innate are one, but you got to pay attention to it. Always talk to your body. Body, I love you. Thank you for being with me at all times. Thank you for being healthy, body. And everything's come up 10 to the power of minus 17. Body, I love you. Buddy, I admire you. 10 to the power of minus 17. Ho'oponopono, ho'oponopono, ho'oponopono. Let's go ahead and unplug from judgment, from the collective consciousness of judgment and stuckness, and plug into joy and unconditional love. Now let's go ahead and ground these energies. Ground, ground, ground. And pull energies from the earth. Up your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Ground, ground, ground. And pull energies from the earth. Through your body and out your crown. When you're ready, rub your hands together, rub your face, and open your eyes. There you go. How are you guys feeling? So, as powerful creators that you be, remember, you are creating all the time, not just when you decide to create. No. You create every single second of your life. But when you create unconsciously, sometimes what we create is not desirable, not even to us. So be aware of what you're creating. And if you need assistance, just say, isn't it wonderful? Something wonderful is happening to me now. As you go to sleep, if you cannot focus on what it is that you would like to create, just say something wonderful is happening to me right now. And then as you go to sleep, you're going to sleep in a high vibration. Let's see what we create. I appreciate you guys writing me about what's going on in your life, the creations that you're doing, and what else is possible. Remember, any negative thoughts that comes into your mind, use 10 to the power of minus 17 to eliminate them at the soul level so that everything is removed. You don't have to go at it, you know, doing some other tools and continue and still there. Eliminate it at the root of the problem and voila. So, my friends, it's been my pleasure, my honor to be here with you tonight. Have a great week. Something wonderful is happening to us now. Thank you. Good night.